Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello everyone, welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and thank you so much for everyone who watched last week's episode. Everyone has told me that they loved it. I will say though, I listened to it and I hated the sound. I thought the audio was horrible because we only had one mic at that time because it was such a random... It was such a random thing, so I didn't have time to grab the other mic and set it all up. It was very, like, I wanted to eat, and I needed to record the podcast, so I said, let's just blend the two together and do it both at the same time. But it was great. A lot of people said they loved it, and yeah, maybe we'll have more. Maybe next season I'll have another one. This is the second to last episode of the season. Next episode will be my last episode, and then I will go on a break until probably December, and then I'll come back for season three. So I do want to start. This is going to be the Real Housewives catch-up. That's what I called it, and it's honestly catching up on all the Real Housewives, even ones that are currently filming or not filming right now, or like stuff's going on and breaking news. So a lot has happened. Let's get right into it with BravoCon. So BravoCon was supposed to be this year. They have postponed it or canceled it. If it's postponed, of course, it's going to be next year then. And, yeah, I mean, listen, when it was announced, I was like, are you sure that's going to really happen? Because I just had a feeling that, you know, the cases were going to rise. And even, like, even that we're vaccinated, like, we're still, like, we could still get it now, which is pretty scary. But, you know, I got to live my life still. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's just everything's up in the air. No one knows what the heck is going on, but I think it was best for BravoCon to postpone. Also, the prices, as of the first year they did it with the over $300 for the day, like, that was crazy to me. I didn't even go. I was thinking maybe this year, but I was still like, if those prices are the same, the prices were the same, I'm not going. Like, it's really not that crazy to me. Like, I'm not going to scream and cry that Dorinda Medley's there saying, you know, I made it nice.
Sorry, I cooked all day. I decorated. I did it nice. I'm ashamed.
So, yeah, but we'll see. Hopefully next year they do it and everyone's happy again. And, you know, all that good stuff. I did want to hop right in, though, and start with the Housewives that are the franchises that are currently on right now. Beverly Hills. Let's get right to it. So this season is really all about Erica. Something that has never happened in the Beverly Hills franchise since Erica has been on. She's been very... you know, hidden. She doesn't really talk that much about her life. And now everything is on a silver platter with jail time written all over it. So, honestly, it's what she deserves. She knows exactly what she did. I know that she knows exactly what she did. You are not telling me that Erica Jane is not going to ask Tom Girardi how are we getting these finances? You are not telling me that. So, sorry, I had a drink water. So, the whole season has been about her and, like, this chaos. Thank God for Kathy Hilton. She has really, really brought this show, and she is incredible. Where has she been this whole time? I love her so much. I've always loved Paris, but, like, to watch her on there, I'm like, oh, my God. She is a, like, she's incredible. She's an icon.
after party start.
You chugged two martinis in a row. How on earth are you still standing?
It's just water.
Where's Kathy?
Put some drops, and I thought they were eye drops, and I put eardrops in my eyes.
But they're not.
I
see.
Glue in them.
Okay.
No, I didn't. It's not glue.
You put ear. I just spilled coffee on your shirt.
But anyway, one thing that happened recently in one of the recent episodes was Garcelle, Crystal, and Erica went hiking. Allegedly hiking. They went up a freaking hill. It was nothing. But they were hanging out there, and then all of a sudden, as they were walking back to the car, Erica goes, yeah, Tom calls me still. And they're like, Tom calls you? Meanwhile, she was like, he never wanted to talk to me. He never said goodbye to me. He never did. Now, all of a sudden, he's calling you every second. So it's very, like, mismatched. Like, everything is all over the place. Nothing is making sense. But anyway, Garcelle was, you know, we're on camera, of course. And Garcelle, you know, went back to the house and told everybody and was like, well, you know, Erica did just tell me that Tom has been calling her. Oh, my God. Erica is like, why would you say that to me? She was hyperventilating. And I'm like, who is this woman? And then she's like, you could go have your own time, Garcelle. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take what? I would be like, take what? We're all on your side. And now all of a sudden you're bashing me? I would have said bye to her.
Erica shares, if you don't mind me saying, that Tom calls her.
Tom calls me all the time. I won't take his call. And you got it out of me once, and now you want to do it again.
That's not my intention. I don't...
Don't f***ing sugarcoat it. I have seen Erica lose her temper.
She didn't kill your child.
Shut the f*** up. Let me finish, Doree. You talk a lot. You don't talk enough. I say... You say too much boring sh**.
That's possible.
You pretending that it's fully amnesia right now is confusing.
Don't ever, ever do that to me. I don't even know why she's so upset. But when Erica gets triggered, she goes from 0 to 100.
In that moment was when Sutton kind of switched and was like, I'm not believing this anymore. And then Garcelle's like, why is she getting so mad at me for that little thing when she has said so much more to us, but that thing really, like, made her snap? So, there's a lot of lies, and things just keep coming out, and she is accountable for this. You're not going to tell me that all this money randomly pops into your account through the years, and you don't say anything about it. That's like $25 million going into my bank account and being like, well, okay. And not being like, where the hell did this money come from? Because I know they're going to come after me for it. So, listen, it's her issue. It's her fault. She did this to herself. She really could have stopped it, but she didn't. So, that's what you get. You knew what you were doing. You knew what the money was. You knew you were going to live a luxurious lifestyle, though. And now you get to go to jail. Okay? And then she's like, in my little house. Your little house. Shut up. So it's just a mess. And then it's like one second he has a mistress. The next second he doesn't have a mistress. It is a complete wreck. But we're going to follow this. I love Kathy. Dorit was like, I've known her for 4 years. You've known her for 5 years. You've known her for 5 years. And then Kathy Hilton's like, I don't know her.
You've known her 6 years. You've known her 6 years.
I don't know her.
It's almost as if we've not known her at all.
And keeps eating. I love Kathy so much. She is amazing. She is elite for this show. And I just want her every season. I love her. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goalie Gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goalie Gummies in their life. So today, I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Okay, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This is going to be the second season. The trailer dropped, so let's listen to it, and then I will talk about it.
All of you guys, tell the truth right now.
Bottom line is, Meredith knows a lot of information. You just said it, we all just said it.
You want to go here or not?
Let's go there.
This season on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Go away, Dream.
Beat it faster to make it tough?
That's a good question, Mary.
Trout! I'm ready. Here's this crooked.
Ooh, yeah.
It works the same in the end.
Jenny is a little firecracker, okay?
Do you want to be friends with her or not?
Yes, Jenny.
Then you guys shut the f*** up.
Jenny is throwing down. Did you and Robert Sr. always have separate bedrooms?
Always.
Sex, babe. I need it as much as you do.
Ow!
Do you think when you go away to college, you'll want to go to church?
The Mormon church, no.
I wish I could be who I am and not screw up everybody.
I think you should have more children.
But you know my feelings towards that.
What if you get a sister wife?
I'm pissed.
In this group, there is two sides to a story.
Jen just continued to, like, tweets about me. She likes to tweet saying, I want Jen to slap Brooks and call him a sissy bitch.
I can't listen to the projecting, deflecting, and lying anymore.
I'm trying to defend my f***ing vagina!
All the rumors are that Mary is a cult leader.
I'm not God. I worship the God in me.
Is it a cult?
Yes.
Does she call herself God?
Yes.
I can back up everything I say.
You're out of your mind.
You've been charged with wire fraud and money laundering.
Not seeing Leafy or Omar for 8 years. Do you know how f***ing scared I am?
Can we talk about the hundreds of lives she has ruined?
I need a friend right now.
Hey, I am your friend.
No, I'm not going to talk to you, her.
You're going to shoot her a text.
I'm not going to do it right now.
How did the feds know that you were at Beauty Lab?
It looks like you may have had something to do with the fact that Jen was indicted.
To
our legal team.
Okay, so, I mean, like, you can't make this up. Jen is literally in fraud. Like, she was arrested for fraud, and she's gonna make jokes like that. Like, I wonder if we should get Kim Kardashian on our case. Like, are you kidding me right now? You, like, this is serious. This is no joke. And her attorney is like, this is serious. And she's making jokes about it. These women on these shows, don't go on a show if you have stuff to hide. Oh my gosh, you have to be an open book. It is so crazy. But other than that, it looks like a great season. A lot with Jen, of course. I knew we were going to have that. I did feel like the trailer was going to, I thought it was going to be a little bit more exciting and a little bit more dramatic, but it's all right. Lately through the years, Bravo has been not showing everything on the trailer, which is kind of good because it keeps you through the season. It keeps you wanting more. And like that, usually the mid-season trailer is when they add the stuff to it. So, you know, I kind of do like that because it's stuff that we haven't seen yet, so it feels fresh and new. But other than that, looks like a great season. I'm so excited. When it comes to the new girl, Jen, like, it's hit or miss for me. It usually, when there's a new housewife, I get all excited and they seem like they're awesome. But with her, it just was like blah. Like, there, it's like this little yappy chihuahua saying, like, then if you don't like it, then just stop. And it's like, whoa, you're new here. What are you up to? So, you know, it's fine, though. I'm excited. You know, we get to have a new housewife. But, you know, for Salt Lake City, I was kind of hoping, like a lot of other viewers were hoping, that they would just keep the OGs. And they did, but by them adding a new person, I just feel like it wasn't needed. It was like, it's so fresh, the show, and there's stuff going on the show that they really didn't need another housewife. But it's okay. More the merrier. I'm happy with it. But other than that, it airs on Sunday, September 12th. I'm so excited to have them back on my screen. I love Meredith. I love how they're throwing her under the bus. And she is like, I am disengaging. Like she always does. I love it. Like, it's so funny. It's funny, though. Like, when housewives use their, like, saying that they had from the previous season, I'm like, ugh. Like, you're supposed to get a new one. Like, it's just, like, she knows that that was such a major thing that, like, I wish she just left it in season one, because then it would have always been iconic. Now it's like, all right, she's saying it every season now, like every sentence. She's like, I'm disengaging every season. So I don't know. It's all right, though. She's excited. She's a housewife, Salt Lake City. So I, you know, I'll let it slide. But very excited for the season. Can't wait to see what happens and how it all unfolds. Real Housewives of New York City. I laugh every time. So, Bravo is devastated because New York is now one of the lowest rating shows on Bravo currently that are the Housewives. And, you know, watching it, it's like, it's still enjoyable. I will watch it, but it is a horrible season. It's just, it's not good. It's not good. You know, we have a cast that's very messy and all over the place. And, you know, to me, I feel like Ramona is one of those iconic women on the Housewives franchise. And she's, at the end of the day, she's very real and she's very blunt. And the stuff she says sometimes just does not go well. But it is great TV. It is incredible TV. The rudeness, the unwokeness, it makes me laugh. But then we have the people that are way too serious, like Leah. Leah became the worst cast member of all Housewives. I don't care who you bring up to me. Even I don't like Jackie from New Jersey, but she is still better than Leah. Leah is absolutely horrible. She's a candle in the wind. She doesn't know what to think. She literally cocoons in Ebony's coat. She is crazy. Like, Leah needs to go. I can't believe I turned on someone so quick like Leah. It usually takes a few seasons for me to say, I don't like her anymore. But for Leah, it definitely was a world record of me unstanding. She just doesn't fit the show. She's so, like, her storylines suck. To me, everything's fake. I could see right through it. And she really just comes off, like, too much. And, like, I thought Ramona came off as too much, but Leah is on a whole nother level. Everything's like, why are you here? You know what? That is just wrong. And I'm like, I'm over it. Like, I'm so over. I don't even want to hear her anymore. So she's definitely the one that needs to go this season. Sonia, I always loved Sonia. This year, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the facelift that's really throwing me off. I can't point out what exactly it is, but I'm just really not feeling her this season. Maybe next season she will be a little better. Next we have Ebony. So Ebony, I just feel like she's not giving us everything. She is not showing us who she truly is, I feel. And that's why I would love to give her another season. I would love for her to come back next season and maybe just put her guard down and be her authentic self. Because I feel like this year she needs to preach every second. And once or twice is fine with me. But I just feel like sometimes you cannot educate these people. You can't. That's it. They need to just hear it from their friend or their friend's friend. Like, they just need to be, they need to be put in their place. And I just feel like Ebony isn't the one to do it. I just feel like it's not her place to do it. And I just feel like she's, like, why does she have to be the one to do it, is what I'm trying to say. So, I would love to give her another season and really just kind of show who she really is and her fun side and, you know, all that. I feel like she had a lot going on, like, with her fiance, like, stopped, like, it was a lot. Like, I don't even know why she came on the show, to be honest. Like, she went through a lot that past year. So, I do have hope for New York. I think next year, if they have, if they get rid of Leah and add Dorinda and maybe Bethany back, I feel like it would be great. Also, Jill Zarin, like, why are they not asking her back? I feel like she would be great for the show. She really would put them all in their place. Heather, I love Heather, and I don't know what happened and why she stopped filming other than Leah ruining everything, but there's that. Oh, Bershawn! Oh my god, wait, she needs to be on the cast too. So, yeah, 7 women next year. You heard her here first. So, that's another thing. How are you going to have 5 people on the cast? Like, who does that? Of course it's going to be a boring season. Duh. Whatever. We'll see next year. But they, like, stopped everything. They don't know when the reunion is going to be. I'm just like, this is crazy. Makari. We need to speak about it. Makari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Makari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Makari. I buy on Makari and I sell on Makari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Makari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Makari. Again, $30 to spend on Makari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. Breaking news. It is so sad to say this, but The Real Housewives of Dallas has been canceled after 5 seasons. I'm devastated. It's so sad. I loved Stephanie. I loved Cameron. And so this is how I found out. Cameron posted that she will not be back. Or that's how I thought it meant. Like, when she said, you know, it's sad to see, you know, this go, but, and I was like, oh my god, she's leaving the show. I was, like, so upset. Like, I don't know if I could watch anymore. And then Stephanie posts that she's leaving, and I'm like, what is going on? I was like, I'm not watching. Who am I gonna watch? Carrie, Deandra, and Tiffany cry all day? Ugh! Goodbye! And then I find out the whole show's canceled. I'm like, okay. But yeah, it's really sad to see them go. Deandra was too full of herself. She ruined the show. Tiffany, I feel like, I don't know, like, she was very whiny the whole entire season. And I'm just, like, looking at her, like, at first I loved her, and also it just, she just went downhill from there. Carrie, absolutely the worst. When she first came on, I was like, who is this woman? Please take her out. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I would love a Real Housewives of Chicago or, like, Real Housewives of Maine. Can you imagine Real Housewives of Maine? That would be fun. But some, like, or, like, Real Housewives of Connecticut? Hello? Like, there's so many, like, rich women that would love to be on TV. So, I don't know. If they find a spot, if they find a place. I would love another New York show, but I don't think we're getting that. But that would also be nice. But anyway, RIP to Real Housewives of Dallas. 5 seasons. They did great. I loved every season. It was always fun, except for last season. Wasn't that great. But yeah, they will be missed. And I do think the pandemic has a lot to do with them officially canceling it. But yeah, they did great. And maybe one day it'll be on Peacock, like Real Housewives of Miami. Next, my favorite of all time housewives other than New Jersey, The Real Housewives of Miami, will be coming to Peacock, hopefully, I don't know, hopefully by either November or December or in the new year. But Bravo is really excited for this, and Peacock and NBC are very excited. They have an exciting rollout for the new season, and I just wanted to kind of get into it more, especially because as I'm filming this, they're in Miami at the Versace mansion, the Gianni Versace's mansion, that is now like a restaurant and big hotel. It's incredible. I've been there before. It's amazing. But they've been going out a lot. They've been to the Hamptons. Now they're at the Versace house. And allegedly, Alexia, who was one of the OGs, is going to have her wedding there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And I'm just so excited. But anyway, let's get down to who's coming back, who's new, who's not coming back. Leah Black is not coming back. That's one woman who is not coming back. But we have Alexia, who is coming. The Puerto Rican Barbie, I think she called herself. So she's coming back. Very excited for her. Loved her. We have Lisa Hochstein, who is also coming back. Her husband was a plastic surgeon. They own the med spa in Miami. And she was also good friends with that model. I forgot her name already. But very excited to see her back. They will all be full-time. All these people who I'm going to say, they will all be full-time. Adriana will also be coming back. She will be full-time. And Larsa Pippen has signed on to be full-time. Now, a few years ago, I tweeted Larsa and I said, if you ever were asked to be on The Housewives again, would you? And she said, absolutely not. But that was also when she was still friends with the Kardashians. So now that she doesn't have that publicity anymore, I think she's like, let me hop on this. And then Marisol will also be on, but she will be a friend of, allegedly, so far, this is what I'm hearing. And then they have a few newbies. They have this girl named Kiki. She is a model. They have this one girl, Gertie, I think is her name. Ugh, I'm saying it wrong, I think. She's a designer. This girl named Nicole, who is a doctor. And then we have this girl named Julia, who is Adriana's close friend. So they will all be on. They will not all be full-time, but I think they're going to kind of weed out who would be full-time and who would be a friend of. But as far as I know, Marisol will be a friend of. So I'm so excited for this season. A lot has happened already. They were at the they were in the Hamptons, and then there was, like, some medical emergency, and they had the police called, and the ambulance came. It was crazy. Larsa has a new line of jewelry out, and so she had a big party for that. They had a bunch of fashion shows that they went to. They did a bunch of trips, and a lot of... Oh, they went to Tulum, Mexico, too. That's another trip that they did, but... Very excited for this. I'm so excited to see the rollout. I was there since the beginning when they said they would come back. I'm very excited. I'm happy with this cast. This might be one of the best casts on The Real Housewives. It's so diverse. And just to see it all come together and the final product, I know is going to be chef's kiss. So I can't wait. All right, let's talk about the Real Housewives All-Star. Or what is it called? Is it the Real Housewives or Real Housewives All-Star? I think it's called Real Housewives All-Star. So the one that is currently happening is, oh my God, Cynthia and Kenya Moore from Atlanta. Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills, Melissa and Teresa from New Jersey, Ramona and Luann from New York, and that's it. Oh my gosh, that's everyone. So they already filmed it. That's also going to be for Peacock. Now, I think it's going to be in November because Ramona said it was going to be in November. So she probably was told not to say anything, but, you know, there she is saying everything. But I'm so excited. They went to Turks and Caicos. It was this beautiful mansion, huge. And they just, you know, I heard there was a lot of drama. Ramona gets into it with a few people. I think she gets into it with Kyle Richards, I believe Kenya Moore. And then I heard that Melissa got into it with Teresa. And then also Melissa got into it with Kenya Moore. And then we have Luann getting into it with Cynthia and Teresa. But maybe I shouldn't have said all this. But yeah, so there is a lot of drama. It's going to be very fun. And just to see all these housewives from different franchises in one house is going to really be a treat for all of us. But you will need the Peacock subscription. I think it's worth it, especially that they're going to keep doing this. And I know they're going to have little, you know, spinoffs on the show, on these, with these shows now and with Peacock. And, you know, like I said, it could be, you know, my prediction is that Dallas goes to Peacock. So you never know. But I'm very excited. But now we just heard, this is brand new. This is new news. There's allegedly a season 2 cast. It is Eva from Atlanta, Brandy Glanville from Beverly Hills. We have Phaedra from Atlanta. We have Dorinda from New York, Vicky from Orange County, Taylor Armstrong from Beverly Hills, and Jill Zarin from New York. So that seems like a great cast, and I'm very excited. Jill actually said she was on live one day, and I like just went on. I was like so bored, I just went on. And plus, I love when she talks about her carpets and, you know, what they're doing, her and her daughter. But she was saying how she had a, she's allegedly going somewhere, and I'm like, what? So I immediately was like, she's going to be on the All-Star. So I'm just excited that they're doing this, that they're already filming a season 2. Allegedly, we're going to get the first one. We will be getting it when? November. Yes, Ramona said that. So very excited for that. And just, I'm excited to see what it is and how it's going to be. I know it's going to be just awesome. But, you know, we'll have to see. And I want a trailer ASAP. All right. So last, before we go, I did want to talk about shows that are currently filming or that have to film and stuff like that. So currently, Real Housewives of Orange County is filming. Of course, we all know that Kelly Dodd, Elizabeth Vargas, and, oh my God, that other girl, Bronwyn Burke, have all been fired from the show, or, you know, they are not coming back on the show. The word firing is, like, a little dramatic, so let's just say they will not be coming back on the show, but Heather Dubrow will be coming back with the rest of the cast, and I guess there's, like, a few new girls coming also. But, allegedly, Heather Dubrow and Gina have been hitting it off great, and everyone was saying how they would not hit it off, and so the fact that they are hitting it off is really cool. I love Gina, and she gets made fun of all the time, but she is a real housewife, so, like, I love her so much, and with being from the East Coast, I love her even more. But I definitely feel like Heather Dubrow saw the tweets, and she was like, I'm gonna make sure me and Gina are tight, because the way these people talk are horrendous, especially they're like, with her 2,300 square foot house, like, okay, like, How big is your house? Like, are you kidding me? Like, I feel like just because you're a Real Housewife doesn't mean you have to, like, have, like, a 12,000 square foot house. Because I'm sorry, but if I had that money, I wouldn't be living in a 12,000 square foot house. I would be maybe living in a 5,000 square foot house. So, yeah, they're currently filming. New Jersey is also currently filming. And they just did their charity event. It was, like, a baseball game. And that was really cool. And there was, like, some drama there with Jennifer and I don't know if it was Margaret. And then also Tracy is, like, a new girl. I don't know if she's full-time or if she's a friend of. And also there's this another new girl named Caroline. And she's Teresa's friend. So we'll all see what happens. And yeah, they're currently filming. I think allegedly soon they're going on a cast trip. I don't know where, but they're going somewhere. So stay tuned for that. And lastly, we have Atlanta. Atlanta is to be determined. They have not filmed anything. It's crazy. And now New Jersey is taking their slot of filming in the summer. So I don't know what's going on with Atlanta, but I just feel like last season, everyone was so upset with it. It was not a good season at all. So I feel like they're definitely making big, big changes. But I hope Kenya is back. Portia, even though I'm not a huge fan of her anymore. And I would love Phaedra to come back. Nene to come back. Sheree to come back. They need these OGs to really step up and come back and bring back the old fan base to really revamp the show. That's my opinion. But other than that, that is the Real Housewives catch up. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this wasn't too boring for people that don't watch the Real Housewives. But if you do watch the Real Housewives, I hope this was very informative because it was a lot going on, especially with all these shows. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 shows. Wow. Plus 8, 9, 10. Oh, my God. Bravo has me in the palm of their hand. All right. I need to go eat and live my best life. So have a great weekend, everyone. Next week is my season finale of season 2. It's sad to, say goodbye to this season. But I have a lot of things coming your way. Be patient. You will be excited. I'm very excited, but it comes with a lot. So, goodbye. I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.